Thank you, Mr. Chair. Israel would like to express its gratitude to Ambassador Amandeep Singh Gill of India for his excellent leadership of the GGE on laws. We found the deliberations fruitful and beneficial. The tangible progress that has been made over the past year with regards to the shared understanding of this issue, as well as the fundamental questions that remain unanswered, both indicate that the deliberation of this issue in the CCW's framework is far from being exhausted. This, of course, stems from the fact that we are discussing future potential weapons that do not exist today. Accordingly, we believe there is a need to continue with the current discussion mandate. Israel will elaborate further on this issue of laws under the dedicated agenda item. Mr. Chair, weapon systems such as MENPADs and IEDs that fall in the wrong hands and are used unlawfully pose a great threat to humanitarian interest and global security. The devastating effects of these weapons have been demonstrated in the past in various parts of the world. Every type of weapon and these weapons should only be in the hands of responsible sovereign states, which comply with the international norms and which have, inter alia, adequate stockpile management and security mechanisms. Another long-lasting issue of the CCW is MOTAPIM. Israel believes that the discussions on these issues are important for better understanding the challenges that lay before us. Mr. Chair, Israel values the CCW and its achievements and recognizes its uniqueness as the only forum which includes all the most relevant actors, thereby rendering the CCW's achievements with regard to conventional weapons as those that have the greatest practical effect on the ground. Its strength lies in its fundamental tenet, an obligation to search for the appropriate balance between military and humanitarian considerations, a strength that is crucial to retain in all future efforts. Likewise, we should refrain from turning the CCW into a forum that discusses every issue of concern regarding armed conflicts, exceeding its mandate and expertise. Israel highly appreciates the professional and non-political nature of the CCW's work and will continue to participate actively and constructively in this forum. Mr. Chair, Israel attaches great importance to the universalization of the CCW and encourages non-parties to join the convention. In this regard, special attention should be accorded to regions which are currently underrepresented, such as our own, the Middle East. Israel regrets the continued financial crisis of the convention and calls on all high contracting parties to pay their assessed contributions in a timely manner and in full. We appreciate the chairman's efforts on this matter, as well as UNODA's offer regarding the ISU, which invigorated our discussion. Israel looks forward to the discussion on these issues under the dedicated agenda item. I thank you, Mr. Chair.